This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The South African Music Awards are back in full swing, right? In full force. And for the first time in like about 2 years, the event will be an in-person event. Our favorite celebrities will be, you know, on stage. We'll get to see them accept their actual trophies. You know, we will probably get to watch it live on TV again. And I'm pretty sure that's one of the things that we as music lovers missed the most. Now, from the red carpet looks to the long speeches and the performances, the summer are always lit. Now, we are joined on the line by the spokesperson of the summers. His name is Leslie Mofokeng, joining us on the line right now. Bra, Les.
Hello, is that D? How are you doing, Kong?
Yes, it is me, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Happy to be on Capricorn FM this afternoon.
It is a pleasure for me to have you on the show, my brother. Thank you so much for taking our call. And let us start by congratulating you on finally having the summers as an in-person event again. And I'm pretty sure that the team spirits right now are very high at this point, and ideas are buzzing. They're flowing around.
Absolutely. First of all, a special greeting to all your listeners all across the Limpopo province and neighboring provinces, and wherever they might be tuning in. It's a great thrill to reunite with Capricorn FM after such a long time. You're absolutely right, Dinkomo. It's exciting that we are back planning the summer, a huge comeback it's going to be. It's a victory lap, really, after what we've gone through in the past 2 years. Mm. We had to host the summers virtually, and it was quite a challenge. There were opportunities to learn, the things that we learned about virtual events, and also just the fact that the show had to go on because it's show business, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think nothing beats in person, nothing beats human touch, because we want to, you know, see other human beings and remove that wall or the screen of a virtual platform. So yes, absolutely excited, buzzing with ideas, working with new people, lots of new hands on deck. So there's lots of stuff that's happening. I don't know how you're going to be able to squeeze everything in this interview.
You know what, maybe we can just right now start off with the planning. How far along are you guys with the planning? At what stage are you?
Well, right now we have just handed over our scores from the judges, because you know the summers are a different award ceremony. You enter, so an artist has to enter, and after entering, an artist has to be vetted that they are in the right category, and after that we hand it over to our judges to score them, a esteemed panel of judges made up of experts in the industry, and then after that it goes for auditing. So we are at that stage right now, auditing. It's going to come back to us, and then we're going to be announcing the nominees in about 3 to 4 weeks. So watch this space. Very soon we'll be making an announcement on the nominees of the summers.
All right, we're looking forward to that. Now, we mentioned about the dynamics that were introduced into our lives when COVID hit, or especially the last 2 years during lockdown. And I can understand that a lot of planners, you know, were confessing that, you know what, as much as COVID is a dark cloud, there was a little bit of a silver lining. Now, I want to find out if that was the same for you guys there at the summers. You know, did you, you know, find some sort of silver lining in the dark cloud?
Yeah, I love that question a lot, D. Wow, that's an interesting one. Actually, the answer should be yes, because, you know, as creatives, we want to be challenged and we want to think out of the box and want to try out things. Whether they work or not, it doesn't really matter. But at the end of the day, you exercise that muscle. So we did exercise our creative muscle. Mm. Whether things work or not, it's up for debate. I also believe that the virtual platform allowed us to reach bigger audiences that are even outside of the broadcast area that we get when we are just on television. So there are opportunities that we saw, that we enjoyed, that we capitalized on. There are experiments that we tried, and we have our own thoughts as to whether they worked or not. And I'm sure you have your own thoughts. Mm-hmm. But it was really an opportunity for us to think out of the box. Yeah. And as I say, the show had to happen, the show had to go on. And I think the biggest success of the past years is that the summers did happen. Mm. There was not a year where we said it's COVID, there's a pandemic, and we're postponing the summers for this year. All those people who are worthy of summer trophies were honored in their respective years.
Shout out to them. Shout out to you, of course. Now, every single year, Mr. Leslie Mufokeng, there's always beef between the Summers and the fans of Makadzi when she's nominated, when she's not nominated, rather, or when she is nominated and doesn't win. Now, maybe you can just a little bit there explain to us the process behind what actually happens when someone is nominated or when someone wins the Summer.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to Makadzi for winning the Nickelodeon African Star of the Year.
Shout out, yeah.
We're very proud of Makadzi. She is a South African artist. She's one of us. She is in the industry. She actually, by the way, I need to correct something.
Yeah.
Makadzi was nominated for the Summers. Last year, we introduced a new category called Artist of the Year. And she was in the top two, if not top three, for the year.
Wow.
The award was won by Black Diamond, but Makadzi was right up there. It was a public vote. It was a public voted for category. So I don't think there's anything personal against the Summers and Makadzi.
All right.
We respect what our judges give us because, you know, they are experts. They are leaders in their fields. So when we give them that platform to help us choose the winners, we trust that their ear picks up something that we might not pick, and we stand by what our judges give us.
All right. Now, that is fair and square. I believe that will clear up the air. And maybe lastly, before I let you go, Mr. Mofokeng, what role did Sampra play in the return of the Summers?
Well, we're very delighted to have Sampra as our sponsor. They were there last year. They've been for a while, more than 5 years. They've been there supporting the Summers. And not just supporting us in terms of giving us money, but helping us get platforms like this where we can address the nation, where we can talk to the people and the supporters of music and the Summers in particular. So Sampra is our partner in this, and they continue to give us the support that we really value, along with our other sponsors. But I'd like to say that what they stand for and what they are about in the music industry, there is synergy between us as the recording industry of South Africa and them. And before you let me go, please, before I forget this, can I please take this moment, hijack this moment, to pass our best wishes to our songbird, Lira. Lira, who is an 11-time Summer winner, who we understand that has suffered a stroke, and we send our best wishes. We send just strength to her and her family and the people taking care of her so that she's on the mend and she's back on top where she belongs.
100%.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
100%. No, it is our pleasure, most definitely. And Leslie Mufokeng, thank you so much for the amazing work that you guys are doing behind the scenes to bring us a great top quality entertainment, bringing our stars closer to us, you know. And for this year, I hope I see you at the red carpet, brother.
I hope so too, and I also hope that you will make a submission. Right now we're taking the entries or submissions or motivations for Lifetime Achievement Award winners. We're closing on the 29th of April. There's still a chance, so also throw in a name in there and tell us who deserves to be a Lifetime Achievement recipient for this year. You have to be a RISA member. If you're not, use a RISA member to submit that name. Push for it. And the red carpet will be open. I'd love to see you on the red carpet along with your colleagues at Capricorn FM and your listeners, of course.
Definitely. Leslie, thank you so much for taking our call, my brother. Much love, much success with the rest of the planning, okay?
Thank you so much, Dinko. All the best to you too.
Cheers, my brother. Sure. All right, that's Leslie Mufokeng, who's the spokesperson of the Summer. Yes, definitely, Dean Gomo will be at the red carpet this year. Hopefully, I don't know. But yeah, okay, I think I'm going to squeeze in just one more song. Oh, by the way, Makadzi, you are winning something this year. Yeah, the Summers. I'm prophesying it, okay? I'm putting it out there to the universe. Makadzi will come back with a Summer this year. Best believe that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.